Tristan Barrios and Leanne Hoffman.
Five, four, three, two, one. Hey guys, welcome back to Total Big Powercast. This is Tristan Barrios.
And Leanne Hoffman.
We got a couple of things we're going to get out the way first. That's a couple ads. So if you don't like ads, fast forward about a minute and then go from there. Yeah. Barrios Printing. Barrios Printing has been servicing the Gulf Coast since 2015, but they ship anywhere in the U.S. Barrios Printing offers everything from custom hand-printed apparel to promotional products to help you market and build your brand. Barrios Printing, the right choice in printing since 2015. That's Barrios Printing, the right choice in printing since 2015. You can find us on Instagram at B-A-R-R-I-O-S. P-R-I-N-T-I-N-G, Barrios Printing, and Total Big Athletics. Surprise, surprise, it's your favorite fitness and streetwear brand. From the gym to the city, set the tone the only way we know how, and that's big and bold. Total Big Athletics is a brand that was started in a powerlifting scene, but has transcended into a fitness brand that everyone can wear. Our website is www.total-big.com, totalbig.com, and you could save 25% on your next order by using promo code POWERCAST. That's P-O-W-E-R-C-A-S-T. Our winter drop has just dropped, so make sure you get that and save some money. You can find us on Instagram at Total Big Athletics, all one word.
So what's up, buddy?
Nothing much, just hanging out. I'm actually excited that everybody that seemed to listen to the podcast has some decent things to say.
It was more than I expected.
Yeah, it was.
People listened to my tequila talk, and so that's out there now.
Yeah, that was, I was surprised. I mean, it was just nilly-willy. We had the Instagram started for over a year with hopes of we was going to get started, but a lot of hiccups happened between then and now. And we wanted to just put something out there so you didn't think we were flaking on y'all. I learned a little bit about editing this week.
Oh, good. Finally. Yeah. That is a game changer.
So hopefully we could bring something that's a little more palatable to the people.
And we'll keep it a little shorter this time.
Definitely. Yeah. I'll be keeping an eye on the time. Last time. Well, I'm not drinking this time. So you're the one drinking. So I'm going to keep an eye on the time. And, if I didn't have a bunch of stuff to do after this, I would be drinking too, but that's not the case. Thanks everybody for the suggestions. Those really help out, because we could choose what we want to talk about. But that's not necessarily anything that you want to hear sometimes. So we ask for suggestions just to see what you want to hear. Leanne is about to have her master's degree in nutrition and what else?
Public health.
You know,
it's all kind of related, the nutritional and stuff, to as far as like public health. And I'm kind of, like I said before, I was trying to go to PT school instead of.
Okay.
I mean, I'd like to be a physical therapist instead of working, you know, which is public health. But if I had to, then I'd be working with like larger populations and hopefully taking more of like a government position or some type of community position where I can make changes with more people than just like one-on-one.
Yeah.
I can do that now, but I want to make a bigger change than just individual people.
Yeah. That, I mean, it makes sense.
I mean, the people here are already doing pretty well for themselves. We don't really, I'm more concerned with the people who have no basis of what to do as far as like getting in the gym or how do I eat right or anything like that. So I guess it kind of goes hand in hand with what I wanted to talk about today, with the new year quickly approaching. Got a lot of people out there that like to do the whole New Year's resolution.
Mm-hmm.
So I have some tips and tricks on being successful with, you know, I guess changing your habits and trying something new. And you can apply to New Year's resolutions or really anything in your life, not just the new year. I know a lot of us don't like to do that. We just decide one day we want to change it, and it could be a Monday, it could be a Friday, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So
I think that whole Monday I'll start it is bullshit.
Yeah.
And if you're going to do it, you should start today. You know, once you have the info you need or the supplementation or whatever, you should start then. Don't wait till Monday. If you're going to stick to it, go for it. But don't say Monday, and then when Monday comes, do it Monday, shit on yourself Tuesday, and then, next Monday I'm going
to
start over again.
That's what happens with a lot of people is that I believe that what most people need to do is set themselves up for success by planning. And what happens is they say, I'm going to start Monday. And what's happened is there has been no forethought on what you're going to do to reach your goal. It's just like, I'm going to get in there and I'm going to do something. Well, what the hell are you going to do? And nobody has ever sat down and thought about it. And that's why they don't come back on Tuesday or Wednesday, because they literally don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So
I think it's helpful to get a coach that knows what they're doing.
A coach helps.
Or a trainer.
Coach, a trainer.
Just at least for the first month.
Something.
Yeah.
I have a few tips and tricks, I guess, laid out. And depending on time today, it might be a two-part piece.
It's fine with me.
But, I guess, I opened up with the, planning ahead. So I guess we'll start there.
So do you think that if they were going to start a New Year's resolution, but maybe just went through some hard time or something like that, they kind of just want to get a head start, don't you think they should probably start in December?
I think that if you want to roll out a plan for January 1st, you should be thinking about it now. You should be looking at your habits. You should look at things in your life that are your obstacles, because essentially, like, these obstacles are your excuses. Whether it's I work late, I have kids, or I don't have enough time, those are all essentially excuses. And there are ways to work around that. And a lot of people don't want to, they'd rather just settle on the excuse and just say, throw their hands up in the air and be done with it. But if you really want to make changes, those first few weeks of it are going to be difficult, especially for, people that are busy. Most of us are really busy.
If you can get through the first 12 weeks, I think, then that's when habits start.
It's statistically, or like, as far as like changing habits, the first 3 weeks are the hardest.
Yeah.
Once you like really consistently like keep yourself accountable for 3 weeks, it gets really easy after that.
Yeah.
12 weeks, of course, is better, but eventually, the longer that you stay in these, these little changes that you make, the more, lasting they're going to be. And that's, sustainability is another really important factor to talk about. A lot of people just kind of want to go 0 to 60, and they only have their eyes set on that end goal, and they don't think about what happens in between. So I think there's a lot of stuff that you need to do to set yourself up for success. And I think it takes, even if you've never really sat down and evaluated your habits or your bad habits, your good habits, the things you want to change, that does take some time. You can't just think about it in one day.
The ideology I usually like try to push with like Steve and everyone else that tries to start getting into a healthier mindset, there's no magic pill. You can do fucking steroids, whatever the fuck you want. Nothing's gonna give you a fast overnight result besides surgery. And then
Then
your blood and everything, your cholesterol and everything is gonna stay the same. You just are, in a vain sense, you look good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with scars, but at the same time, like everything on the inside still might be damaged from all of the shit you put through.
Yes.
So that's what I told Steve. If it didn't take you 2-3 weeks to gain X amount of weight, so why are you expecting it to come off that fast? Like, nothing's overnight.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing, there's nothing that's going to happen like that quick unless, you just start running marathons like nilly-willy.
Your body will eventually say, I'm done with this shit, and it'll slow down, and that weight loss or fat loss suddenly becomes not so much fat loss but just body mass, which means you're losing bone density, you're losing muscle mass and fat mass. You're just losing everything. If you're not feeding yourself enough, you'll lose it all, not just fat. That's why I always, another thing is don't pay so much attention to the scale,
mm-hmm.
Necessarily. That's not the only measure of success. A lot of people, especially women, get obsessed with that number. And it's all they can think about is, I weigh this much. When a lot of the time, I mean, I weigh more now than I have for most of my life. As far as, like I weighed, I'm 165 pounds right now.
Right now?
Yeah, man,
there ain't no fucking way. Ain't no way.
Yeah, that's what happens when you cut back down and got really lean. And then we started bringing the food back up. And the training intensity came back up. And with that, you put on muscle mass. And like, that's why I gained 15, a lot of it's water too, because the carbs. I added carbs and gained 3 pounds overnight.
You do not look 165 right now. I just want to say that.
I am.
I want to need some proof. Where's the scale?
165, bitches.
Damn.
But yeah, I mean, it's...
I think I was 165 in, like, second grade. I don't even think I'm joking.
I was, like, 140 pounds in high school, maybe.
Yeah, damn.
You saw those pictures.
But you played ball and everything.
Yeah, it's tiny.
Yeah. So, what do you think... How do you think people can stick with these things in a new year once they get started?
Okay. Well, that goes back to, like, planning. So the way I like to do it, so there's a little – if you really like structure, you can literally make yourself a contract. So you sit down with yourself and you say that you pick an ultimate goal. And say most people are going to go, I want to lose 10 pounds or whatever. Most make it more – 10 pounds is not that much. Let's say their ultimate goal is to lose 50 pounds. They want to lose 50 pounds. So 50 pounds is going to take some time. And if people are like, I haven't reached my goal, that they're more likely to fall off the wagon because there's no reward. Because 50 pounds takes some time to get, like we talked about. So a way to kind of set yourself up for success is to put some mini goals in there and not just things focused on your weight loss. So if you've had blood work done, it could be, let me lower my A1C. Let me get my HDL levels higher. Let me lower my LDL, like the cholesterol levels. Let's, those types of things. If you can get blood work done, you could make mini goals like 10 pounds. Every 10 pounds that you lose, it could be a reward of whatever you choose. For me, I've done behavior change projects before. I've set some of my rewards were like massages and cheap meals or different meals that were more expensive that I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to, it's on a personal basis.
So I should start rewarding myself with massages. I need a massage so bad right now.
I mean, if it's something that if you're like, I'm going to stay on point. And as far as, when I was meal prepping, you're saving a lot of money, I think. Meal prepping instead of eating out. And by saving that money, I was able to afford the massage. Because I could take that money that I was saving and put it towards the massage. Because massage is not cheap.
Now, would you recommend like a meal prep company if someone's on the go a lot, or?
Yeah, yes and no. There's a few things, you can either, as far as meals go, if you don't have time to cook, do a meal prep company. If you do have time, you can sit down a couple times a week, depending on if you have a family or not, and you have to feed other people. Like, I have to cook food for Alex, and he eats different food than me because my meal prep stuff is different. So I sit down once a week and plan out meals Monday through Saturday or something like that. And say Monday night, if I'm going to cook something for us, I'll put that on my calendar. And I use that plan for what we're going to eat through the week to make my grocery list. So that I can go to the grocery store, I have everything I need. I don't overbuy and I don't underbuy. I have a lot less waste. Don't throw things away. That kind of stuff. That sets me up for success because I always have food in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I, I look at my routine. I keep a planner. I'm one of those people. I don't use my phone to keep track of everything. I have a.
Sometimes it sucks because you got to go into the app and do everything like that. Like my FitnessPal is pretty convenient, but everything else, like as far as like tracking, I don't even do that. Obviously,
yeah,
I keep
pen and paper journals. I prefer that, but I just whatever works for you. If you're somebody that likes to track your food like that, go for it. Just don't get obsessive about it to where it like mentally damages you. I know some people it takes them to a bad place. That kind of all goes back to sustainability and knowing yourself. Because some people, not everybody needs to go on a meal plan to lose weight.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I'm trying to do something extreme. I'm not trying, I could go day to day to day with like flexible eating and just being reasonable with my portions and be fine.
Like if it fits your macros or
something
like that.
I do that on the fly. If something doesn't work, Like if I miss a meal and I have to make something, like I can figure out the macros and go with it. But like I said, plan ahead, have your food ready to go, put it, you know, make a list of what you're going to eat every day, whether it's a meal plan or, you know, your dinner plan, lunch plan, whatever it is, just plan it, think about it, put some thought into it. Don't just let Monday pass you by and you get home from work and you're going to be starving. And of course, you're going to go get that Popeye's chicken from the drive-thru because who wants to go to the grocery store after work when you're hungry? And then you got to go cook it.
Yeah. So. Doesn't one of our powerlifting friends keeps going to the Popeye's every day. Popeye's. Yeah, she's funny.
Or God's chicken.
Yeah.
Go get some God's chicken.
I know. I mean, I like Chick-fil-A, but I had the Popeye's one. I don't know.
Speaking a foreign language to me.
Yeah. Well, we're not the same.
I can't have fast food.
It's really not fast, considering the line you have to wait and stuff like that. But
I can't have drive-thru food. Too much fat.
Dang. So you're trying to be fat-free?
No.
Oh.
My diet has a lot of fat in it right now.
I meant like your body. You trying to be fat-free?
I would love to be fat-free, but as a woman, that's not going to happen. There is essential body fat that you can't really get rid of.
Well, yeah, I get that.
5-7%.
Yeah. You can still get pretty peeled at 5 to 7.
That's like the pros are usually sitting around 5 for the women, for like women's physique or bodybuilding. So, yeah, I think most of it comes to like planning ahead and, you know, and don't get discouraged if something bad happens. Or something doesn't happen the way you want it to happen. As far as this is my plan and something happens. Like, I don't know, you get called out of town for work or some shit like that. And now you're suddenly out of routine and now you can't cook any food at home because you're out of town and you're away from home. So what do you do then?
You know what? A bodybuilder that goes here, trains here, told me a little tip. He goes out of town a lot.
Yeah.
And I used to. I don't anymore because I'm stationed at a couple of like different local locations. But when you're out on the road or if you're driving or something like that, you could like. Now, don't laugh, because I laugh when he told me this. But
some weird shit on the road.
Calling a Chinese restaurant and getting the white rice because it's cheap and it's cooked and they got it in a little package and everything. You just split it up. And you can get chicken from there. They got veggies and everything. That's pretty healthy.
Yeah, a lot of restaurants will do that.
Yeah.
You can kind of piece together.
But Chinese is cheap, though. I'm not talking about going to Outback. Like,
I mean, I'm not saying that. I mean, there is a quality. I mean, wherever you go, you should be able to find food.
Yeah.
And most gas stations have microwaves.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just, like, bring your food with you and then heat it up.
Or if you're in a big, long stretch, just put it with a defroster on.
Yeah.
Kind of heat it up that way.
Yeah, heat it up in the dash of your car. I've done that.
Yeah.
And there are meal prep companies that they ship nationally. So, like, if you're going to be somewhere for a week and you have a hotel room that has a fridge, you could literally have food delivered there if you wanted to. Or go to if they have a little kitchenette, you can cook in the hotel rooms.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
Those extended stays usually have a half kitchen.
Not fun, but
yeah.
You can do it. It's manageable. And that's the thing. I guess it does boil down to how badly you want it. Really,
yeah.
I think at the end of the day, it's not... You can hand somebody all of this and just be like, this is, you know, you can make yourself promises to yourself and goals and mini goals and sit down and talk about your excuses and the things that get in your way. But at the end of the day, if you don't really want to do it, then it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So
that's what I tell everybody, really.
Yeah, and that's kind of what it is. So, you know, you fall off the wagon, you get back on it. It happens. Everybody has a day where they don't eat the way they were supposed to eat. Even these professional people, I bet you they have a day here or there that they mess up.
Well, yeah, they have to.
I mean, we're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. So just because on social media nobody sees these flaws or these mess ups doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
If you guys are out there gauging shit by what you see on social media, you're shooting yourself in the foot, because all of this shit, everybody posts their best pictures.
Best of the best.
Everybody posts, you know, the funnest times and all this shit, but, you know, they might be depressed or have a shitty relationship or whatever. Like, it doesn't, like, you don't see behind the scenes, especially the people that look great, you know, like, this, everybody has skeletons. So don't ever gauge anything from what you see on social media. So don't let any of that shit get you discouraged.
Yeah. The only thing that you should be comparing yourself to is yourself. You should be always trying to become the best version of yourself. You know, and you have all these things that'll happen. I use this analogy all the time. So I think of progress as a dial. And, you know, every time, if you fall off the wagon, then the dial kind of clicks back the other way. But you can get back on the wagon and just turn that dial back up. And it doesn't have to be a huge, you know, like, you just make a little changes, and then eventually you are where you want to be. It doesn't have to be, you know, rewriting the book every time. You just kind of pick one thing, change it, settle in with it, and then go with another.
Yeah, so if you have a little hiccup, if you slip, just don't let it become a slide. Because once it becomes a slide and you're back at square one, and it erases all of the work you've done thus far. So that's just one of the things that people have a hard time, like, remembering or putting into effect. Like, once they slip, then they're like, oh, well, shit, well, I fucked it up. So, I mean, it's...
doesn't matter what I do now.
It doesn't matter. But
it does.
Yeah.
I have been doing this shit, like, lifting weights since I was 14. And I don't...
That's why you're so short?
I didn't get into the nutritional side of it or, like, self-care side of all of this until maybe 4 years ago or so. I mean, I really just kind of did my own thing, and I made progress or whatever, but it wasn't until I started, like, looking at things I needed to change. Because I was, like, going to the gym, and I guess that's half the battle for some people, is, like, at least I was working out. But I was eating like shit, wasn't taking care of myself, wasn't sleeping well, and I wasn't seeing the progress I should have been seeing for as hard as I was working.
I feel like we could make a whole podcast about sleep and nutrient cycling. Like,
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we could talk about as far as, like, people, you know, start with this and
so
kind of break into the nutritional stuff next time as far as, like, macros, like, what people should start looking for.
With the contracts that you set with yourself, would you, as a reward, would you recommend, or I'm not going to say recommend, would you advise cheat meals or cheat days? Cheat meals, right?
Yeah, I would stay within, like, individual meals, because there's one meal can be pretty wild. Like,
yeah.
If you... and even then, you can use cheat meals and cheat days to your advantage. And that's another thing I want to talk about, is don't just get some workout. Don't look at my... this is literally... I told you that I've done these before. These are real projects.
Speaking about cheat meals, before you continue, I need to tell y'all, if you don't already, please go follow The Rock on Instagram.
Oh my God, he's so funny.
Cheat meals. This motherfucker does a cheat meal. Like, he knows how to throw the cheat meal down. But that's The Rock. Don't try to... if you make your cheat meals look like that, and you're already in a... and
he trains so hard.
Yeah, if you're already in a huge hole, don't eat like him. But if you want to look at something and put it in a perspective, and something you want to work towards or work up to, like, it's going to take 10 years or so, but you eventually might be able to have a cheat meal like him.
10 years. It took me a long time to get my metabolism where it is. I used to only eat, like, once or twice a day. Even when I was training, really, when I lived in Ohio, like, I worked in a pharmacy, and that's a busy job, and I worked in a lab, and you're not allowed to eat while you're in there because it's sterile. So I would spend most of my day in this lab, and maybe I'd eat breakfast some days. Most of the time I didn't, because I'd forget, get to work, go in the lab, wouldn't be able to eat for 5 hours.
Hold
lunch.
Up.
What?
Knowing what we know now, I think that's a bullshit excuse.
It is.
About forgetting breakfast?
You
don't forget.
I got up way too late.
How do you forget breakfast?
Well, I mean, you don't have... that's what I'm saying. I would forget to eat breakfast.
But you didn't have the know-how or the will to do it.
Yeah.
So you forgot. You were ready, getting up, get ready. And
I guess that's what I should have said.
Rushing out the door, yeah.
And that's what I would sacrifice. Instead of getting up 15 or 20 minutes earlier to make myself breakfast, I would sleep in and then would get up and go to work and not... and it's because I've always kind of been against fast food, So I just wouldn't eat breakfast. Didn't go through, you know, drive through or anything, just wouldn't eat anything. And so that sucks. That was not good for me. And I, again, working at a pharmacy, there was a candy counter. And Sarah, I'm not even playing. Like, I would look out there and you'd get really fucking hungry.
Yeah.
And there's candy bars sitting in front of me and I would go grab one because it's like, I got to eat something. I literally, like, walk out of the lab just long enough to scarf down a Snickers bar.
And go, girl, I got to eat something. Give me this Snickers over here. Give me, I got to eat something.
So hangry. But yeah, I would eat once a day pretty much at lunch. And
just a big ass lunch and then
some type of bullshit. It was usually Chipotle.
Chipotle's great. Yeah, I mean, it's not great, but it's, hey, it's better than McDonald's and stuff. Even though McDonald's owns them. Did you know that?
I mean, I'm not surprised, but I didn't know that.
No. They own everything. This is what I'm here for, to teach, okay? All right, professor?
Thanks, sir. Thanks, doc.
No problem. Anything else? But yeah, I think cheap meals is probably the direction. It's with a newcomer or somebody that's in a huge hole that they need to dig themselves out. And what else you got over there?
Well,
in that
I can just talk about my, like, most recently I did a behavior change project for one of my courses this semester. And, so what I did, so I kind of tied this in with what I want to do next year. And I sat down and I thought about, you know, I want to compete in a bodybuilding show, you know, women's physique, women's figure, something like that. And I sat down and was like, what can I do to, like, get myself ready for that? Because I know that's going to be difficult. Not only, you know, I'm going to have to cook all this food by myself because I can't afford to go get meal prep every single week.
Mm-hmm.
Just not.
Not a whole lot of people
not
can.
Not something in my budget. And so it's like, I'm going to have to do this myself. And it's a lot of food. You know, it's a lot of food. You have to eat really often. I was eating, like, or I am eating 4 meals, 3 snacks. And
you said you had to, like, what, 67,000 calories a day? No, I'm kidding. But she does eat a lot.
But so I sat down, and my biggest thing was getting all those meals in. It was like, how in the hell am I going to eat all that food? How am I going to get it all cooked? Where am I going to find the time? So I sat down and, you know, my contract literally says my behavior change will be eating on a regular schedule. My long-term goal for this behavior change is to compete in a bodybuilding competition next year, which will require a regular and consistent eating schedule. So my goal is to compete in bodybuilding, but to get there, I have to eat.
Mm-hmm. So you broke it down like...
So that's how I broke it down. And then I went on to say there are 3 obstacles, just pick 3, to change. Things that I'm currently doing, situations that I put myself in that get in my way. And this is going to be individual. Every single person is going to be different. But for me, it was not enough meal planning, very busy schedule, and my meals would need to be eaten away from home. And because maybe I wasn't eating as regularly as I should throughout the day, I would have a lot of late night snacking, which is not good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I laid those out. Those were, you know, on me. I have to own it. So that's what it is. That's what I'm doing wrong. So then I go on to decide, like, what am I going to do about it, my strategies. So I picked 2 days a week that I was going to meal prep and get my stuff ready, so I didn't have to do it all in one day. And then, and also because I'm cooking for other people. And then I use a meal plan, and I have a coach. And then I keep a food journal, and I do that pen and paper. So that I did this for my project, so you guys can't see this, but I made myself...
Not yet.
I made myself a little, like... I guess like a check sheet, and it has all of my meals on it for the days, right? And I went and I carried this around with me, and I would mark them off as I would eat them.
That's a cute folder too.
Thanks. It's got a pineapple in it. So I did that, and I used that to, if you have that in your hand all the time, you're carrying it around with you, you're going to be aware of, like, I gotta eat. And even so, I got used to putting times on here to, like, when I was going to eat. So beyond that, you know, I had my meal plan, which is plan A, of course. Like, I want to be able to eat on that meal plan exactly. And I want to be 100% compliant is the end goal, to be 100% on point. So I set myself mini goals instead of, because it's like rolling out the gate, I don't expect myself to be perfect. those mini goals I talked about. I set two mini goals with dates, and basically I wanted to, my first mini goal was 80% meal compliance.
And what's that?
Basically, I would hit 80% of the meals that I, you know, that would give me some room for error.
So at least.
At least.
At the very least, 80%.
Yeah, 80% on
point. Most days, you want to be 100%.
Yeah. At least. I want to get to the point where I'm 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
So 80% was my first goal. Once I got that, I rewarded myself with a massage. And my other goal was bringing food while I was traveling or planning for travel. I travel to Ohio pretty often, stay with my family. So I'm lucky enough to have a kitchen out there. That was pretty easy. I was able to, like, let my mom know, like, to pick up some groceries, and I didn't think that was too terrible, but I imagine being in a hotel would be a different story. So if you know somebody and you have access to a kitchen, I think it's not too bad, but, yeah.
Hey, man, I want to just say something. Most people listen to this on smartphones. If you have a smartphone and you don't have a kitchen, you need to get your shit together.
No, I mean, when they're traveling.
Oh.
Not at home. I know everybody has a kitchen at home. Jeez, man.
That's helpful advice. With this whole behavior change contract, isn't that something, like, if you decide to hire a coach or a trainer, isn't that something they can help you out with?
If they know how to.
Yeah. So, yeah, okay.
They can definitely do that. They may do it in their own way, but this is, like, yeah, this is how they're teaching us to do it, as far as, only, like, if you were working with people one-on-one and in a clinical setting, this is how we would do it.
Okay. So. Nice. Well, what about when to cook when you're meal prepping? Like, when do you usually cook? Mondays and Wednesdays?
So, yeah. It's I pick 2 days a week for me. That's easiest. I like to break it up. I have a small kitchen. I can't just bang it all out.
At least you got a kitchen.
I fucking wish I could. I wish I had a big kitchen. But, yeah, I usually do most of my cooking on Sundays, go to the grocery on Sunday morning, and then cook that night. That tends to be one of my cheat days.
Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I treat it as more of a cheat day. But I don't go off the rails. I still eat flexible that day because that's the day that I'm prepping and cooking and doing all this stuff. Yeah. Food will be good in the fridge for a week.
Yeah.
If you prep it properly and you're clean with your habits, it should be fine. But, you know, that's all on the people prepping your food.
Yeah.
Don't wash your hands while you're cooking.
Yeah, please wash. Hey, wash your hands, man.
Cold and flu season, motherfuckers.
Yeah, not even that. Just wash your hands.
Wash your hands and wipe down gym equipment. Yeah.
I see you motherfuckers in the gym using the bathroom and not washing your motherfucking hands, and I hate you. I'm going to just tell you right now, I fucking hate you. I don't care how clean you think your dick is. Nobody wants to go grab the fucking lap pull down with your dick juice on that, bitch. I hate these motherfuckers, man. I got a personal fucking hand sanitizer over there just for that reason. These dirty motherfuckers over here. The gym might be out of soap sometimes, but y'all don't even try. Y'all just turn around, walk out.
At least put your hands in running water.
Something.
Hey, fun fact. Back in the day when I took microbiology, we did this thing where you swab your hands before you washed them. And then you just wash them with water, just water. And that washed away almost 90% of the stuff on your hands.
Nice.
Maybe a little bit more.
Hear that?
You don't need soap, motherfucker.
All you need, look, just run water on
it. A little bit of friction, a little bit of water.
Yeah, something.
Wash them. Get under your nails.
I'm clean. I think of myself as a pretty clean person. I'm sure a lot of you are. A lot of you ain't, though. But, no matter how clean you are, nobody wants to go grab no goddamn equipment with your dick juice on there, bro. You know what I'm saying? Or for women, we know how y'all white. I don't want to have none of them juices on the gym equipment. My bad. Sometimes I get fired up.
That was a power rant.
I fucking hate that shit sometimes. That shit's not. I don't hate it sometimes. I hate it all the times. And I see it way too often. We all grown. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. So the behavior changes is probably something your coach or trainer can help you do.
Yeah, and you need resources. You can't just do it by yourself. Nobody does this alone. It can be people you live with. You just tell them, like, hey, I'm really trying to do this. Can you help me? Like, call me out if I'm doing some bullshit. That kind of stuff. Help me cook food. Help me keep food cooked in the fridge. Like, that helps. Alex helps me with that kind of stuff. Tell him I need sweet potatoes cooked. He cooks them for me.
Sweet potatoes are
now,
pretty.
His cooking skills are very limited.
What do you mean? Whatever
exactly
do you mean?
What I mean. His cooking skills are very limited.
So he can cook like eggs and toast?
He can cook sweet potatoes and eggs and toast and rice.
Actually, I can't cook rice to save my motherfucking life. I got a rice cooker, too.
I got a secret for the rice. Okay, this is how you make the perfect rice.
We're learning all kind of shit on this bitch.
So you got your jasmine rice or whatever, and you got a rice steamer. If you don't have a little bowl you can rinse the rice in, just use the bowl that goes inside the rice steamer. Just say, we're just going to keep it simple. You use a cup of rice. Cold water, put it in the thing, with the rice, and kind of like swish it around in there, and rinse that off. It'll be like cloudy white
until
water.
The water gets clear, yeah?
Yeah, well, kind of clear. And then, you know, you can rough it around with your hands. Make sure you wash your hands.
Yeah, wash your hands. Motherfucker. How many times we got to tell y'all that shit? Anyway.
All right, so you wash it all off, and the water might be a little cloudy still. And then what I do is tip it to the side and drain as much water as I can until, like, before the rice starts to fall out of the bowl. So there's still some water in there. And then I add one cup of water on top of that for one cup of rice, and that's it. So the rice is wet, and then I just add one cup of water, and that's literally all I do. And it works perfect every time.
Well, the more you know.
I don't know. There's no science to that. That's just rice. And I cook my rice every day.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been having some success with those minute packs. Like, they come in, like, it's a cup portion. I never eat more than a cup. And it's like, I think it's like $1.89 for two of them, which is not bad, but it's, you could throw them in your six-pack bag or whatever.
Let's talk about convenience. So, yeah. You know, you can sit there and steam rice every day, or you can keep things like that in your cabinet that if you didn't have time to steam some rice that morning, you could grab one of those and go with mm-hmm. it. They make all kinds of frozen vegetables. Like, frozen vegetables, everybody kind of seems to be against them or anything frozen. I like frozen vegetables. They, you know, for the most part, a lot of them are fine. You can get frozen sweet potatoes. They're already chopped up, and all you got to do is throw them in a microwave to steam them.
What's the difference between frozen or canned?
In canned vegetables,
it's more salt, yeah?
Yeah, well, there could be added salt, and also when you can them, because they're in water, any of your water-soluble vitamins and minerals leach out into that water, and so they do lose some nutritional value.
Damn.
Well, it was canning versus what?
It's frozen.
Frozen. Now, frozen tends to be better. If it's flash frozen, you preserve most of the nutrients.
So you think frozen's pretty? It's not as bad. I mean, I'm not going to the farmer's market every day. I'm sorry.
No. I mean, most people can't. Yeah. You keep things in your cabinet for backups.
I don't really like cans either. I mean, I grew up on cans, but.
Now, I mean, like, if you're going to use the whole can, water and all, then it doesn't make a damn difference.
Oh.
Like, my family, we would can tomatoes or green beans, like home canned. The whole thing gets dumped in because you know what was added to it. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing funky in that water.
Yeah. So. Y'all wash your hands too, huh?
We wash our hands.
Wash your hands. Fuck. Hopefully.
You guys take anything from this today? Wash your hands.
But also, do your New Year's resolutions and stuff.
Yeah. I think you should always be setting, if you're not always changing or trying to be better, that's why I wanted to talk about this. Because one, you got New Year's coming up, and two, we should always be trying to. These behavior changes don't necessarily have to be fitness related.
Yeah, that's everywhere.
It could be I need to read more books, or I want to read more books, or some shit like that.
What about if y'all made a goal, a personal goal, to use your fucking blinker? How about that? You ever knew that?
My behavior change.
Yeah.
Will be to use my blinker.
Yeah.
To be successful in this, I shall post a post-it.
Yeah.
On my steering wheel.
You don't even need a post-it.
These fuckers need a post-it in front of them that says, use a blinker.
Please use a fucking blinker.
Or what about like a little leprechaun that can jump out of the dash every time? Be like, turn your blinker on!
I don't know. I feel like that is... What is that called? Slavery. Yeah, we don't want slavery. You can't put a leprechaun and just keep him captive to jump out at you.
No, that's their job. They get paid for it.
How much?
A pot of gold and a...
All right, anybody got a big car? I'll be a leprechaun. I'm kind of big, but I'm short, all right? So
you're not going to fit in the dash.
Here. I can. If they got a really, really big car, like a big car. Anyway, so speaking about, all right, so New Year's season, goals and stuff you could set. Another thing that happens during the New Year season, the holiday season, is drinking. So how do you think drinking affects you when you're trying to set goals and lose weight or get fit? Do you think that's a good thing, bad thing, good in moderation, or what?
I mean, I can't say don't drink, you know. Obviously, I'm sitting here sipping a little bit of tequila. But you can drink in moderation. As far as calorie count on alcohol, it does vary depending on what you're drinking and if it's barreled. Like, if something is, like, a brown color, most likely it was in a barrel. There's going to be a lot more sugar in that. Clear things have less calories, less sugar. There's 7 calories per gram of alcohol. As far as calories go, you know, you can count one drink as a snack. As far as the people that are like, I have 3 snacks and I want to go out tonight, I'm going to save all 3 snacks for my booze.
Yeah.
Do that and kind of stay within your limits. As far as calories go, as far as performance goes, you know, everybody knows alcohol makes you feel like shit.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask about the endocrine system, what it does.
So basically, I mean, alcohol is pretty much poison.
Yeah.
Like, the byproduct of alcohol is a poisonous thing. That's why you feel like shit the next day. You can have water retention, make you feel slow and sluggish, literally comes out your pores. I don't think it's conducive to, like, good training. And I think I said this in the last podcast. When I went to Nationals and I was prepping for that, I didn't touch a single drink for that whole prep. Not even a glass of wine. Like, nothing. I think that, you know, if you're prepping for something in particular, no. Absolutely not. If you have a timeline, no. Alcohol does cause intestinal bloating. You'll see, like, the gut.
The beer gut.
The beer gut is literally your intestines are inflamed.
Damn.
A bunch of inflammation. Your intestines are, you know, a big, long tube basically shoved in your body. And if you add a little bit of inflammation over that, your stomach will...
That's why it's so hard when you press somebody's beer belly?
If somebody's an alcoholic and their stomach is hard like that, that's actually... more their liver than anything. The liver will harden and it'll start to try to form new, like, blood vessels, because parts of the liver will die, cirrhosis, and harden. And so new blood vessels will form. Like, those people, if you, like, lift their shirt up, they'll have, you can see the veins sticking on the surface of their skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's called head of the Medusa.
Head of the Medusa?
Head of Medusa. Mm. If you see that on somebody, their liver is not happy.
Damn.
Really not happy. Nobody should be drinking that much.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was saying. Like, like, do you think it's okay in moderation just around the holiday season when you're starting these things?
Everybody's going to drink during the holiday season. I always say memories over macros at the end of the day. It is the holiday season. And it only comes around once a year. You get to see your family. Like, I'm not, for me, for instance, like, my family, you know, I'm from up north and the drinking is a lot different.
What do you mean?
Nobody drinks very much up there.
For real?
Yeah, like, you can't buy liquor on Sundays.
Oh, yeah, that's a weird shit. I don't know what the fuck y'all doing over there.
Drinking is part of the culture here, but it's not so much... I mean, people will go out and drink and have fun, but it's like every day here. People will find a reason to drink if they can. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's
Look at you. I mean, you're drinking tequila. Hey, we got a podcast. Let me drink some tequila. I'm kidding. It's a joke, obviously.
But no, I don't think that alcohol has too much of a place in this, you know, at the end of the day, it does make you feel like shit, you know. One drink here and there, 2 drinks here and there, going to be fine, but, you know, whenever it's kind of kicking over the next morning, you feel hungover, like, that's a sign, you know.
My thing is, if you get too drunk or you start drinking and hanging out with the wrong crowd or at the wrong times drinking, it could lead to eating Taco Bell and shit food.
Don't make your best decisions whenever there's alcohol involved, definitely.
So that's why, but I think you could make alcohol, if you're going to drink it, make it one of your slips, mm-hmm. but don't let it become a fall or a fall slide, you know? So, like, if you, like you said, you account for your macros with the alcohol, that could be one thing. Just don't when you get drunk, go eat Taco Bell, because those macros still matter when you're drunk.
It does matter. And even whenever I decide that I'm going to drink something, I'm not eating something dumb with it. I actually will count alcohol more like carbs.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I don't have, I mean, right now that's not been an issue. But I guess as I get into my prep, there will be none. But if I didn't have enough carbs, I guess, to account for the calories, I guess you could cut into your fats. But I usually pick on carbs first.
But yeah.
Like I said, it's
poor
like,
carbs.
Or it's 7 calories. You know, carbs is 4. Fats are 9. So it's kind of in the middle. You could kind of, I guess you could pick a combination of if you're just looking for calories.
Nice.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of alcohol and diets.
Yeah.
It's empty. It has no nutritional. It's just a, you know, makes people feel better, whatever. You know, have a good time. You know, if you're hanging out, like I said, memories of our macros, but at the same time, you know, you do have to understand you don't need alcohol to, like, have a good time with people.
Yeah.
So if you had that goal that you were setting yourself up for and you couldn't, you know, during the holiday season, you have people that can't drink. Say they're trying to do something early in the year next year. Like, they have to deal with watching people around them.
Yeah, prep and like a powerlifting competition or something like that. Like,
trying to prep through the holidays.
Yeah.
You know, purposely I try, anytime I decide that I'm going to compete, I try to avoid all major holidays for that reason. Because I know I'll be going out of town.
So make sure your prep is between April and September.
No, I can prep through the early year, like Easter and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother me. It's just this time of year.
But I'm saying, like, most of the time, like, everybody's gearing up for summer in those months. But I guess you could start it.
Our bodies are built right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, you really, it's like, how bad do you want that, you know, or can you afford the extra calories, you know, here or there? Because some people can't, or, you know, is one drink going to lead to 2? Is 2 going to lead to 3? Can you stop yourself at 1?
I mean, hold on.
No, I'm not.
Who drinks one drink? Not me. I'm just saying, who drinks one drink?
See, there you go. Who drinks one drink?
Yeah.
So
see?
That's out the window. So maybe if you're one of those people, you know your limitations. One's too many because it's not going to be just one.
Yeah.
Then there are a lot of people out there that can't handle cheat meals for that reason, because one cheat meal turns into a fucking
a cheat week.
Yeah. Or they just fucking quit.
Yeah.
That's it. So, you know, you have to be aware of those qualities within yourself, and that's why, you know, the very first step to deciding, you know, how to move forward, how you're going to change, is you got to know yourself, and you have to know your habits. You have to be honest with yourself, you know, things like that. Like, I am that type of person. If I have one, I can't just stop.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Now I know, you know.
Hmm.
And that's the other thing, I guess, you know, if you're moving along on your little thing, you thought that you could just do one, and then you realize that you weren't one of those people, then maybe, you know, that's how you modify your plan moving forward next time, or, you know, I don't do this again. I learned from my mistakes.
So. I guess it just goes by how serious you are.
Absolutely.
And what you think.
How bad do you want it?
Yeah, what you think you can cut out without too much mental damage to yourself.
Yeah. Well, that's a shock. You know, you could, for a lot of people, you know, it could just be as simple, you know, maybe they like to drink whenever they want to drink, but as simple as, let me just get my diet under control, and then we'll start focusing on the drinking.
Yeah.
Focus on one thing at a time.
Yeah, if you focus and get your diet down within a month or two, then reward yourself on a cheat day
with a glass of wine or two.
Yeah, and then after that, start implementing it into your plan.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're not going to get any benefit from alcohol as far as training. So, like, your cheat meal, if you're trying to use that as a, like, double bonus, like, you get the cheat meal, but then you want to use that, like, before, like, a heavy leg day, you know, you wouldn't want to use alcohol, obviously.
Oh, man.
That's my point. Is like, you want to get the most out of your cheat meals. So if you choose that you're like, I want to eat some pizza, or I want to eat some sushi or something, and you want to eat it and then train really hard the next day.
Hmm. Nice.
Don't just waste it.
So, when you're doing these New Year's resolutions, of course, you're going to try to throw some cardio in there. Do you recommend they build their cardio system up before they start doing cardio? Or would you recommend like a HIIT type thing? Just different strokes for different folks, right?
It depends on the person. So if you have somebody who All right. So one circumstance would be, I don't like to throw the metabolism into shock.
Mm-hmm.
I like to, so if you're changing the diet, if you're putting somebody on a diet and that's going to be a calorie deficit, I don't like to add a shit ton of cardio on top of that. What's going to happen is you're going to get, the metabolism's going to kind of get shocked, could go into like that survival mode, too much stress, and it could halt fat loss. You know, depending on that person's history, their diet history, it could be really complex. So I usually only like to add one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's, you know, that's where people fail coming out the gate on these New Year's resolutions, because they want to eat right, they want to go to the gym, they want to do cardio, they want to do all this shit that they have never done before. Then all of a sudden, they maybe get it for a week, and then they realize this is a lot. I wasn't ready for this.
Yeah.
And so pick one thing. One, it's better for you to just pick one thing, get that down, and then add stuff slowly. Add mm-hmm. cardio slowly. I don't think that it's a good idea to add a shit ton of cardio right at once, especially for somebody that's not used to it.
I've seen this happen.
It just depends person to person, really it does.
With people that aren't training currently, they aren't active at all, you can get results without even putting cardio into
right,
it.
Right, absolutely.
You could, the weight training okay. is beneficial in every facet, I think. I mean, as long as you're training right. And then once, you know, if you're a very sedentary person and you just get into the gym, don't be surprised when your body hurts like fucking hell the first week or two. Maybe
like
even 3 weeks.
It's not going to be like that forever, though.
No, as long as they're eating and recovering right and getting enough sleep.
Yeah.
But that's all. We're going to probably have to put that into the next.
I think so, too. I think the next time I want to talk about special circumstances.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people out there who are like repeat resolutioners,
mm-hmm.
repeat dieters. And those are the people that I'm worried about. Those are the people that have those extenuating circumstances of metabolic damage. And they have these histories that can set them up for failure by going on another diet. I have clients like that. You've heard me talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
Literally eating 1,300 calories a day and not losing a fucking pound.
Yeah.
But then you shoot them back up over 2,000. They gain a little bit of water weight at first. And then suddenly, lo and behold, there's results. Because she wasn't recovering.
Mm-hmm.
She's literally like beating herself to death, not eating enough food, not sleeping enough. And that's what happens. You can literally hinder yourself. Everybody always wants to think less is more. I eat less, I'm going to lose weight. Exercise more, I'm going to lose weight.
Not always the case.
Not always the case.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that maybe what I focus on next time is those complicated things, because there are a lot of people that have, this is not the first time that they've tried to do something, or they've been on yo-yo dieting coming up into this and different things like that that you have to watch out for.
Yeah, so this is going to become a two-part thing.
Mostly about nutrition next time and maybe cardio routines.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's still a lot of stuff we could elaborate on, but hopefully we can get that second one out before the new year so they can be prepared.
Yeah.
And
I guess ready. If anybody has any like questions regarding themselves, if they don't care, like I can evaluate that kind of thing. I can leave their name out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you want some free advice and some stuff, send me your info. And I can talk about that kind of stuff next time, use it as examples for people.
And if you want to contact the people that don't know who you are, how can they find you?
Ooh, so you can either find me on Instagram, and my hashtag or my handle is kind of weird. It's TOO_HOFF the letter 2.
Number 2. Figure it out.
Underscore handle, two Hoff, two handle. And you can email me, leanne.hoffman@outlook.com. My first name is spelled L-I-A-N. Last name is H-O-F-F-M-A-N.
Nice. So that's good. Just contact her and then see. We'll leave your name out unless you want us to say your name.
Yeah, I mean,
complete. Yeah, and then we'll evaluate that, or she'll evaluate that. I'll just wash my hands. But, like I said, the last one was kind of nilly-willy. We just wanted to get some content out there. Basically, it's going to be only up from here. Keep sending questions. We're going to try to answer at least one per week. we rank, well, we're not running long yet, but I have a question from this week that I'm going to put on the next week. So we'll do two questions next week. And ad reads, as far as ad reads goes, I'm going to promote my own stuff right now. I am not opposed to promoting your stuff.
Cash, money.
Yeah, there will be a charge, but it's not going to be crazy because obviously we're not where we want to be yet. So just email us or email us at TotalBigPowerCast@gmail.com, or you can Instagram message us at TotalBigPowerCast, and try to do the questions, ad reads, if y'all want to get your business promoted. And artists, talking about musicians here, if you have some stuff that you've been working on, we want to use your music as bumpers. It's going to be a community decision or a group decision, me, Leanne, and maybe one or two other people that are involved with the podcast will make a decision, and we'll use your songs as bumpers. I don't want anything that's already copyrighted or trademarked or anything like that. This is for the smaller people. We will mention you on the podcast, obviously, and then also we will put your name and whatever information you need in the podcast bio. And that is one way you can get your stuff promoted. And, I mean, we have an awesome one. And you'll hear it. You probably heard it already since we're at the end of the episode. You heard it already. So,
yeah, you still got to add that in.
That's silly.
Oh, gosh.
It's silly. We're having fun, you know. So, that's if you want it to keep like that, that's fine. We'll keep it. But if you want to get your song promoted, send us some stuff. Not, you know, we're not opposed to any kind of music. Just don't send classical or country.
Country
rock. We don't want to hear you crying about your truck being broken. Well, if somebody kicked your dog, we'll find them and kill them.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's it for this one, guys. And like I said, just send us more questions, ad reads if you want your stuff promoted.
And feedback
is always appreciated, constructive or otherwise. And if you want your song on the bumper, let us know. You can find me at Tristan Barrios on Instagram. That's at TristanBarrios, or at Total Big Powercast. I'm available on both. Leanne's available on hers and also the Total Big Powercast because I gave her the password.
He did finally give me the password.
So she's available on both. No dick pics, please.
I was literally just about to say that.
No dick pics, please.
Nobody wants to see your dick.
Right.
Keep that shit to yourself.
And if you do send it, we have a friend that likes to blast these people.
And I'm gonna fucking give it to
and
her.
We'll send it to her, and she'll blast you all over Facebook where your mom and them can see it. So that's that. I'll probably repeat the ads from earlier, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Y'all.
Barrios Printing. Barrios Printing has been servicing the Gulf Coast since 2015, but they ship anywhere in the U.S. Barrios Printing offers everything from custom hand-printed apparel to promotional products to help you market and build your brand. Barrios Printing, the right choice in printing since 2015. That's Barrios Printing, the right choice in printing since 2015. You can find us on Instagram at @BarriosPrinting. PRINTING, Barrios Printing, and Total Big Athletics. Surprise, surprise. It's your favorite fitness and streetwear brand. From the gym to the city, set the tone the only way we know how, and that's big and bold. Total Big Athletics is a brand that was started in a powerlifting scene, but has transcended into a fitness brand that everyone can wear. Our website is www.totalbig.com, totalbig.com, and you could save 25% on your next order by using promo code POWERCAST. That's POWERCAST. Our winter drop has just dropped, so make sure you get that and save some money. You can find us on Instagram at Total Big Athletics, all one word.